PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 825, Don't Blame the User.
My buddy Kelman did a great blog post on end users and, you know, their role in the security process and the fact that we sometimes blame end users for doing the wrong thing when, you know, security should protect them from it, right? And I think he has a valid point, right? And you know, the example he's using is, you know, a link that you click on, right? Is it a good link or is it a bad link? And I'll be honest, right? There's so many ways to obfuscate links and stuff like that it's really hard for the security professionals to make the decision. And more importantly, let me just propose an example here. Let's say you get a link to google.com somewhere, right? Now, we'll ignore all the ways that it can be made to look like google.com, even though it isn't, but let's assume it's a legitimate link to google.com. And so you click on that link thinking it's legitimate, but the Google site's been hacked, right? There's somebody has managed to break in on the Google website and put a little, you know, piece of malware on there, and you're screwed, right? And this happens not with Google, but it's happened with, you know, I don't know, like the New York Times or something, like the ad server that they use got owned or something, or a malicious ad got put in there. And I mean, I've written on blogs where this has actually happened, right? Is that the, you know, there was a malicious piece of software that got injected via an ad that was running on some blog that I was writing posts for, and lo and behold, right? I mean, it's like, well, how does it? What do you do, right? And so blaming the user doesn't really make any sense there, right? I mean, we have all of these security protections in place to try and protect users, and so, you know, I agree with the situation that generally blaming the user is maybe not the right approach. That said, there's always things that end users can do to improve their own security, and that doesn't but blaming them when they click on something, right? I mean, how are they going to know, right? That a website that was good, you know, a link to a website that was good, I don't know, 5 minutes ago is not good. They're blaming them just doesn't solve anything. And you know, it's our job as security professionals to try and protect these people, well, essentially from the internet, right? You can't blame the user for for something that looks legitimate but is not. And to say security professionals make these mistakes too. I mean, heck, I've clicked on a link and went, oh crap, you know, that maybe that wasn't such a great idea to click on that. But sometimes you just don't know. You look at something and you can't tell, and you know, but most users, you know, I mean, again, an untrained end user, we have to protect that stuff, and blaming them when they click on something, right, is absolutely the wrong approach. And you know, we as security professionals have to deploy the right tools and the right technologies and the right things to protect you, to protect themselves, right, or to protect the enterprise, the protect users from themselves. But you know, we blame the user rather than, you know, solve the actual problem, which is maybe we need better controls or other things that will that if they actually click on that link, nothing bad will happen, even though there might be malicious malware or something. If you know, that's how we can, that's one of the ways we succeed, right? Is information security professionals, is an end user does something that is bad, right? They click on a bad link, but nothing happens. Then we've prevented the infection. That's kind of what, or you know, whatever. And that's kind of the approach we need to take. And if something slips through our defenses, that may not be the end user's fault, right? Again, it may have been, you know, they may have gone to a legitimate site that just happened to got hacked or something. So, and you can't blame a user for getting a virus from yahoo.com or google.com or something. That's a problem, and things are going to slip through. And even the most diligent users will, something will slip through, and then it's got to get fixed. And so blaming the user in that case does nothing to solve the problem. Solving the problem is our job as information security professionals. And you know, the end users need, you know, that, you know, yes, there's always ways you can educate the end users and such, but ultimately the information security professionals are responsible for you know, protecting end users from this kind of stuff, and you know, blaming them does not do any good.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.